rounding up 4-H members. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Abby Gass. 375 4-H members from across the state are gathered at the University of Tennessee at Martin for the Tennessee 4-H Roundup and All-Star Conference. This leadership training experience is a long-standing tradition for Tennessee 4-H and allows students to hone in on their skills, knowledge, and 4-H project.
This conference is a culminating experience for lots of our senior high 4-H members to participate in educational activities, workshops, and project interviews in hopes of being named either the Level 1 or Level 2 state project winner in their project. 4-H Roundup is our largest event as far as a statewide opportunity for youth. We have about 375 people here, 4-H members, volunteers, and extension staff. 4-H Congress is second to that, but we have young people from all across the state representing all three extension 4-H regions.
Justin Crow is the Tennessee Extension 4-H Specialist. Crow says that 4-H Roundup is important because it teaches students many valuable life skills.
We hope that these young people leave this conference with a better understanding of their own leadership skills and opportunities. We also promote selflessness through our service project. We've been participating in service projects all week. In fact, over 4,000 items to benefit families facing homelessness in the West Tennessee area.
Elizabeth Chapman is from Morgan County and is serving as the junior representative for the Eastern Region. Chapman says that joining 4-H in the fourth grade and attending 4-H Roundup helped break her out of her shell and become a leader in the organization.
Whenever I got into 4-H and I got on the performing arts troop, it's like all kids from around the state come together and we sing and dance and go to different shows and stuff. And we actually are going to perform at Roundup tomorrow night at one of our assemblies. That's really brought me out of my shell a lot.
Chapman says that nominated members are also campaigning this week to be elected to serve the organization. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Abby Gass.